David often states that spiritual alignment is with context, not content. Next, he discusses what he means by this important statement and gives some examples.
The content is the event itself, the designated event. Context there are the overall prevailing conditions. So let's say, is a law restrictive or not restrictive? Well, it depends on the context. If we're at war, it's not restrictive. If we're not at war, it would be. So the same with guilt or innocence in a trial of law. We ask, what was the intention? What were the conditions prevailing? So the meaning of the crime is quite different. If you misperceived, you thought it was an intruder, and et cetera, and you shot the person by accident. Or that's quite different than stalking him down with intent to kill, et cetera. So context then, situational ethics, means that the ethics depends on the overall prevailing conditions. And of course, the biggest context of all is history itself. History itself. So what does the thing mean? What it means is only within that particular context. It went on in medieval Europe under the monarchies between Protestantism and Catholicism and rival between feudal kingdoms and inheritances and great names that travel down through generations. So it's easy to criticize them. It's because you don't have that around your neck to have a famous name, and every decision will spell life or death to all kinds of people. And it's very easy to fault people when you're not the one there because you don't have that context. So even now, you see a lawmaker, when they change the price of something, a nickel, you've just condemned a certain percentage of the population to poverty or to riches, you see. It isn't just a nickel, it's a nickel times 100,000 million times. It now becomes a sizable, immense fortune, you see. So responsibility depends on context and the significance. And of course, the more mature you get, the more you're aware you are of context and meaning and significance. And you realize that nothing happens in a vacuum. Everything has its consequences, and do you want to be karmically or spiritually, morally responsible for the consequence? With maturity comes greater interest in context. In the beginning, you know, you're interested in content, getting, winning, etc. And then what is the meaning of it begins to arise. So what's meant by maturity is now you begin to look at it and reevaluate it and question it and see what is its significance and what is its meaning. So in the beginning, things are sought for their own sake. Then later on, you realize it's because of the meaning of it that you want a certain thing. It's because of what it means to you. And after a while, with loss, you realize with loss isn't the thing itself. It's what it meant to you, what it meant to you. So if you have an athletic physique and you get older and now you don't have an athletic physique, or you're no longer as stunningly beautiful or whatever, you can grieve that narcissistic gain of physical performance and appeal, sex appeal and all. So it isn't what the things are, but what it meant to you. So what it meant to you was worth and value, and your worth and value in the world. Now, if your orientation towards life is very physical and bodily, your self-esteem will go down, you see? So I'm glad I was never a star basketball player because I don't have to mourn the loss of a skill which I never had, you know. I was more the introvert bookworm, you know, reading Plato, and the other kids are out playing stickball. And I thought it was everybody out there wrestling was sort of disgusting in a way, you know, wrestling with each other and putting their greasy fingers in each other's eyes and scratching each other. And I never see the point of all that when you could sit down with a good book and be excited by the revelations that arise from learning such astonishing things. We're talking today about content, which is in here, and context, which is out here. So you can look at context as the infinite, ultimate context, which we mean by calibration level beyond 1,000, is the infinite, and it goes on to infinity. And it's experiential within the human domain up to level 1,000. So here is the event and the situation in which it happens, and here's the society in which you live, and here's the field of consciousness itself. So what you identify with then, the meaning of the content depends on the context. Content is linear, the ego, it's definable, Newtonian, it's cause and effect. The proximate field, we'd say, would be the spiritual ego, current circumstances, quantum mechanics is the field. And then the infinite context is spirit. It's non-linear, it's knowable, it's experiential. So the ego and the self, the small s, is concerned and identifies with content, which is linear. The self with the capital S, the background field out of which all knowingness arises, then is consciousness itself. You see, you're in a hypnotic condition attracted by form. You watch people when they walk into the room, if the TV's on, their attention instantly goes to the form. See? The drapes are not what's happening. The new rug is not what's happening. What's happening is some idiot face talking there. The person's like, oink. You want the TV to own your head? That's the question. You want the TV to dominate your head. Why? Because the mind is attracted to form and action, and it registers that with recognition. Now, behind that, why is the TV interesting? Because there's the experiencer. The experiencer says, I don't want to experience nothing. I want to experience something. Better anything than nothing. And many people will do anything rather than nothing. It's unbelievable. It's because they don't like doing nothing. I'll show you how to like doing nothing. You get to the watcher, the experiencer, and you can move into the observer witness. It's the observer witness that is not difficult to move into, to realize that you're the witness of what you're experiencing. How do you know what you're experiencing? Because there's a witness, a watcher, an observer. You can realize that that which is unchanging is that you're always observing whether the TV is on or not on. If the TV is not on, then you're enjoying the sound of the breeze, the sound of the birds. If the TV is on, you're listening to the sound of the TV. But there's always the watcher witness remains the same. It doesn't care what's on the set. So you can move back from identifying with the content to that which is the observer witness. How can you find that? Because if you meditate or look within yourself, you'll see that observing and witnessing is happening all the time without your permission. It doesn't ask. It just is your own condition. The condition of being alive as a human being is to be the witness observer. That's the only commonality. People experience what they witness and observe differently. But what they have in common is that they're all observing and witnessing. That's the commonality of all humans, is you're witnessing and observing and experiencing. So the observer witness then, you become aware the observer and the witness are happening of their own, becoming aware. As you sit in the audience right now, the being aware is happening of your own because it's a given. It's part of consciousness itself. That which you are then is the consciousness itself out of which the observer witness arises. What I need to know arises. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit keeps track of time, does all kinds of things for me. As you get older, you don't remember things as well as you used to when you were younger. If it weren't for the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't know where I can put my shoes. You know what I'm saying? It's like a constant miracle. I forget where I just laid something down. I can't remember where the hell I laid it down because I'm not tracking things linearly. So I go to the nonlinear source of all knowingness and I say, Holy Spirit, where did I leave the thing? And then I walk right over to it and there it is. It's just amazing. I couldn't go an hour without the Holy Spirit. I'd never survive. So you become more and more reliant and realize that it is the light of consciousness out of which your knowingness and your survival. And the divine nature of that reveals itself as you remove the obstacles.